Welcome back to Middle Ground Podcast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Caroline.
And we have our favorite reoccurring character of Middle Ground Podcast on today, Reagan.
Oh my gosh. I am so happy to be back, girls. I've missed you so much and have missed the pod so much.
I know. We need to
have a minute.
Maybe
over a year, I feel like.
No, 1000%. I think a baby.
Yeah. I hadn't seen Reagan, guys. Reagan and I have had a... You thought Caroline and I weren't friends anymore.
No.
There was never any problems to the friendship. But I had a baby and you just hit wedding season. Like, it was like our schedules hit at the wrong time.
Yes.
And you just met R for the first time.
Literally yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Crazy. Yesterday.
And I've seen you. I've seen you multiple times.
No, totally.
But just, like,
but, like, not enough.
I know.
I mean, I've seen you more in the last month. Than I have in a whole 365 days.
Yeah, it was just a weird year.
It was a weird year. It was crazy. I was like figuring out how to date a boy to get married and all of that good stuff. And like,
it's casual. Well,
okay, so for those of you, if you're like just tuning in and you have not listened to the whole backlog of Middle Ground, Reagan is one of Caroline and I's dear friends. And I have known Reagan since she was a wee little baby. Yeah, since birth, back in Missouri. And then they moved away and we reconnected in college, and she is an incredibly successful, talented, exceptional photographer.
Wow.
She travels all over the world shooting weddings, and she's just one of those people that's always in your corner cheering for you and just makes you feel really good to be around, and we love having her on. And okay. Caroline, I guess,
did you
Reagan through me?
Yeah,
for sure.
Joe, we did when you were doing the.
I met you at Kyo senior night.
Yeah, that's right.
I like vividly remember, yes. And I was like, "We're gonna be friends."
Yes, did I shoot that with her? Just come along with Joe.
I don't remember. I think you did.
Like the senior night.
Yeah, senior night.
Was I there? I'm like, did I take pictures?
No, you were there. It was like,
but I don't know why I was with you.
You used to be with me. All the time.
Yeah, that's true.
No, like,
but I think you forget about that season.
That you guys, like lived together.
That was
together
a bad season.
For you.
No.
Wait.
Ouch. Not with Joe.
Nothing. Trying to. This is why people think
this
we've broken up in Caroline.
This is where the divorce is stemming from.
No. That, so like 18-year-old to 20, I would say 2 to 3-year-old me, don't know her. I have respect for her, but, like, no, she was going through it.
Aww.
So I don't really remember a lot, but yeah. I was with Joe a lot. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do with Joe.
All the time.
My mental.
No, I feel like you were with me a lot. I'm going to – you can tell me if I'm wrong. This is how I perceive it and how I make myself feel better. I feel like you felt safe over here.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. To, like, not be okay.
Yeah.
1,000%. That is what I was seeing.
But I don't know why I was at the Kyo senior night.
Because you were with me all of the time.
All the time.
I just came.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember having a camera. Did I have a camera with me?
I think you were shooting.
Yeah.
I think, like, she was shooting groups and you were shooting groups.
Yeah.
It was like...
Oh,
yeah. Like, cross...
Yeah.
Like, assigned shooters.
I was like, hey, do you want to come with? Because I could use a second camera. And you just came with me.
Uh-huh.
And then I met you... And I was like, I know you so, like, through Joe, but I just have never talked to you. And I was like, I felt like we saw each other all the time and you saw each other all the time, but I never saw either of you together.
Yes, that's true.
And so it was, like, crazy.
And that's when Reagan – sorry, guys. We're, like, totally backtracking. But that's when Reagan was trying to make the decision if she was going to go get, like, a corporate job or if she was going to take wedding photography full time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was like, don't make the mistakes I – like, that's been your and I's relationship our entire – existence.
Joe and Reagan are like weirdly
so
similar.
Very
so
different.
Like
we're very different fonts.
Extremely.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, our styles are very different.
We are the
but
same
our
word,
are...
different font.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. We are everything that Joe has done in her life, I will do just a few years later, whether it's like good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Same wedding anniversary.
No, we're literally getting married on the same day. And I didn't know that. I always thought you'd gotten married April 18th. So I was like, oh my gosh, like we're getting married so close. Did not realize it was on the same exact day.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Crazy.
To think
and
about.
Chris's birthday is on the 4th. So Reagan's like, we're always connected.
No, I'm like, we're literally together forever, all three of us.
Sorry about it.
My bridesmaids.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we're also bridesmaids. No,
oh, yeah. Well. Surprise.
I'm like, that's wild. The whole thing's wild. Okay. Can you give everybody a little, so we brought Reagan on today because we want her to talk all things wedding, bride era, what it is like just in your 20s in that season. And especially like, I know Reagan went through like a big, what I perceive as like a heartbreak single era, not even like heartbreak necessarily from a boy, more just like, again, from my view, trying to figure yourself out on your own.
Honestly, like grieving like what you thought you had.
Yes.
And you weren't going to end up having.
Yes.
Is what it was trying to figure out.
So can you give us a little
rundown? Okay. Yeah, yeah. So what's so crazy is I dated a boy in college, and the whole time I was dating this boy, Joe was like, maybe don't date him and figure yourself out.
It's not. It wasn't him.
He was wonderful. He was wonderful. I'm like, I'm literally.
And Joe ruined it.
No, Joe is catching a stray.
Everybody perceives me online as very nice, and I think I don't think I'm mean, but I am also very honest.
Super honest.
Oh my gosh, like, so honest to the point where I'm like, do you hate me? No, but she doesn't. She loves me so much.
Like, do you like? Know inside my brain, you know?
Yes. No, like she knows my brain good, so well. Honest. And it wasn't because she like didn't like him. Like he was so nice and so kind to this
treated
day.
Treated you fine.
Yeah, like treated me great. Yeah. I'm like, it was fine. It just, she wanted me to figure out who I was before I locked myself down and lost my independence forever, which I'm like, I'm a very independent girl, but I'm also a very domestic girl. So that has been a crazy transition too, trying to figure that out. But I remember. You can be both. And it's not a bad thing. But I remember you telling me that, and I was like, you're crazy, you're insane. And then it like happened, and I was like, wait a second, everything that she's ever given me advice on, I end up taking it just years later.
Some things you listen in real time.
Yes.
But I also like, yes, as I've told you things, I'm always like, you have to make, everybody has to make choice, their own mistakes and learn from their, like, I can't be like, hey, don't do this, and you be like, no, I get it. You have to experience a lot of those things on your own.
Totally. Because like, until you know, you don't know.
Right.
And it wasn't until I knew that I was like, oh, this is not what's meant for me. Like, there's something else and I need to figure it out. So when I called things off with that, I ended up meeting my now fiance a few months later. And it's just crazy how it works, because when you know, you know. And that is the craziest thing ever in the world to say. And when people would tell me that, I was like, y'all are psycho, insane. Like, sure, like, you know, you can work with anybody, whatever. But then I'm like, now with this boy and love of my life, like, I don't know what I would do without him. I love him so much. Like, he's not my everything, but I would be so sad if I didn't have him. Mm-hmm. So I'm just very, very, very thankful. But we found him. We dated for 367 days or something. We got engaged, and now we're getting married in May. So trying to figure out, one, each other has been crazy, but so fun. He's very great in every single way. And then two, planning a wedding, being a wedding photographer has been psychotic.
Yeah.
And I want to note, like, the big difference from an outside perspective is, like, seeing you with the guy you dated previously.
Mm-hmm.
You were happy. You were fine.
Yeah.
But, like, it never lit you up. The moment I saw you with Ben for the first time, I mean, you could just see it. Like, you could see how joyful you were and how happy. Mm-hmm. And you could also see that light shining out of him.
Yeah.
And I think that's really...
Yeah.
It was really special. How did y'all meet?
Okay, so he was coming from Chicago. He's from Chicago originally, came down to visit our church because he's a pastor and he was maybe thinking about working there. We don't know. Met him. So what happens at our church is this thing called the swoop team, and it's like people who like want to go talk to people who they've never met before. So it's like, you could be new, you could not be new. Like, you look lonely, let's talk to you so you don't feel lonely.
Yeah, true.
That's how I've met, honestly, some of my best friends is being on that team. Well,
so you're on the team.
I'm on the team. I'm not anymore, but I was at the time. And my pastor, Jeremy, was like bringing this guy over to me. Like, I thought he was trying to swoop, because sometimes you like pass people off if you're like, hey, you would actually like be better friends with them. Like, I'm going to introduce you to those people. Nice. So it's like really like a way to get connected and not feel weird. But he passed him off to me. And I just was thinking like, he's trying to get me to talk to this boy that he didn't want to talk to. Like, I just was like having a bad mood, like broke up with my previous boyfriend like the night before. So I was like, whatever.
Not literally.
No, literally.
No, literally?
Literally. Yeah, it was crazy. It was really crazy timing, which like we didn't date for a long time. We didn't date for 6 months after we met. But all that being said, we talked, hit it off so well. He was so nice. I wasn't thinking about dating him, but I was like, we're going to be great friends if you ever move here. And I literally told him, I was like, I see you moving here. I hope you move here. Like, please be here. And he was like, okay. Well, he left for 3 months, never thought of him again. And he moved back and they introduced him on stage. And I was like, why do I know that guy? Like, who is he? And then they said, this is Ben from Chicago. And I was like, oh, Ben from Chicago, the boy that like, I had a crush on him for 45 seconds. After the service, he like was in a group of like girls and everyone was obsessed with him. Like when he moved here, like he's the nicest, funniest guy you'll ever meet. And everyone just like instantly drawn to him. Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Everyone. Everyone thinks they're his best friend, or he is their best friend. Yes. And he was in this group of girls that are like all talking to him. And he like catches my eye and he goes, "Reagan." And I'm like, "Ben." Like the fact that he remembered my name, crazy. Because he told me he did not remember his roommate's name, did not remember like people that he had like gone to lunch with. And he was like, "The fact that I remember your name was crazy." And he was like, "But I had a crush on you too then." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." So we got to talking that night. And to make a long story short, we just like bounced back and forth so well. Like we just have great chemistry. Like it's a crazy word to say, but like we just talk so well. Anything that he says, I laugh. Anything that I laugh, I say, he laughs. And he was like, "Your personality is so electric." And I was like, "We're getting married." At that, I was like, "We are getting married." And it's funny because he engraved it on my ring.
So pretty.
Right here,
so
it says, "You're electric." And I'm like, "Yeah." Which is so cute.
It's so true, though.
It's so true.
Like, that's such an accurate representation of you.
That is so nice. And I've never heard that in my life, like someone being described that way.
I'm marrying you instantly.
No, totally. And so it wasn't for like 6 months. We didn't date for 6 months because I was like, I need to give
you were space. In your independent girl
I was in my healing era. I was letting go of old relationships, boys, relationships with friends, which that's a whole nother story. But
we should have an episode like, just talking about friendship.
We honestly should have an episode because it's crazy and funny and hilarious, and I'm loving my life now, so I'm so happy.
More me giving really brutal feedback.
Oh, I'm like, I wish
I know
we could talk about it, but I know
we won't
get into it. But yeah, after that, hit it off, dated very intentionally and very seriously. Because when did you get married?
2019.
What? How old are you?
20. I was very close to turning 26.
Okay.
I was 25, yes. Okay. Almost 26.
So I'm 26. Like, same thing. I thought I was going to get married at 21. So I feel like we had a different experience.
We both got married the year we turned 26.
We are crazy for that. Yeah. I'm like, that's if there's crazy. Anything else.
We both got married on May 4th, the year we turned 26.
Whoa. Everything is crazy.
I know. It really is.
I'm like, we are the same. I'm like, when is my TikTok career starting? Like, I've got to get on that. But yeah, so yeah, we just dated quickly and we knew what we wanted. And we decided that if a year passed and we did not see each other getting married, like, let's move on. Like, realistically, as adults in a dating age, we didn't want to waste time, but we also wanted to take our time.
Yeah.
Because I am a Christian. I go to church where people get married and engaged in 3 months. And that's very normal. But to me, I'm like, that just doesn't feel right for me. And so I wasn't going to do that. So we did it.
I love that.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
Were you shocked when he proposed?
Yes.
You were.
I was so shocked. I knew it was going to come, but my mom told me the date it was coming, but she lied. She told me it was coming October 18th. And it happened September 28th. Because I kept like fishing a little bit and I was like,
did she like fake lie?
She
like
fake
she
lied.
Slipped it and she's like, oh my gosh.
No, literally I was talking to her about something about getting my hair done. I was like, please, like, don't let me get engaged with my hair done. Got engaged without my hair done. But she called me and she's like, you've got to stop. You're getting married October 18th. His family's coming in. Like, stop talking about it. Like, I'm not telling you, like, stop. And I'm like, oh, mom, like, you ruined it because I want to be so surprised. Yeah. Well, after that, I was like, all right, my mom wouldn't lie to me. She did. She lied so hard. And literally it happened like two days later. I was like, thank goodness. Because I was like, I was scratching, trying to figure things out. I like wanted to know, but I didn't want to know. And that was my only thing, is like, I wanted to be so surprised. And he surprised me. And I was taking photos of my friends at Crystal Bridges. And they're like, we should go to the Truman House. Wait, what's it called?
The Frank Lloyd Wright House.
The Truman Show.
Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Yeah, the Frank Lloyd Wright House. And they're like, my mom like loves it. Like, we went there when I was like 9. I was like, I think it got built like 8 years ago. So like, you couldn't have been 9 because you're 26. And he was like, I just love it so much. And I was like, honestly, like, guys, it's the ugliest place to photograph. Like, you don't want to take pictures there. Like, it's so green.
You're like, I'm this dying. Way.
No, literally. And I like we walk over there. We get lost like 5 times. And all of a sudden I like see Julia Stroud, my other friend who is a photographer. Y'all know her. And she was there. I'm like, what's Julia doing here? Like, taking pictures. Just thought it was another day. Because I see her all the time, like, in fields.
You run into photographers, you know.
Especially at Crystal Bridges. Yeah. Like, you stay there. And so I saw her and I was like, Julia. And then someone took my backpack. And then all of a sudden I see this little blurry figure down the road, like, 50 yards. Like, I'm not even exaggerating, so far away. And I realize, like, what's happening. And then I'm, like, starting to weep. Because I'm like, I wasn't ready. My hair's not done. But I'm also so happy. And so I'm, like, walking slowly. And then all of a sudden I'm like, it's too far. I start running. So I'm like sprinting there. And like, aww, it's so funny because it's all on video. And we get there. Don't remember what happened. Obviously, like no one remembers.
No.
He reads me a letter, which I got to read again. And I'm like, I remember it now because you read wrote this letter for me. Sweet. Like said it and then got down on one knee. Fell to my knees. Cried a lot of tears. And then here we are.
The pictures are beautiful. You should go check out Reagan's Instagram. There's a picture of like the tear rolling down her face. It's favorite. So good.
It's the craziest picture
it's ever. It's so sweet.
It literally is so sweet. And it really does like describe like the emotions that happened. Yeah. Because I really was so shocked and I was so happy. And just like tears of joy. Not tears of sadness, of course. But it really was the best time of my life. I'll never recover.
So happy for you.
It. Thanks, girls. I'm so happy.
What was it like, I guess, the last few months going through your wedding planning process? Like, what were your biggest priorities after being to so many incredible weddings?
Yeah, honestly, I want to say my biggest priorities are going to be crazy. Like, you're not going to think they are what they are. And it wasn't photo. Like, I'm so excited for my photography. Like, I'm pumped.
I didn't care about my pictures.
I don't care that much, which is crazy. Yeah. Like, I have expectations, but they're not high.
Do you know?
But also, they're going to be great.
My theory.
What?
Is doing what we do for so long, photographing so many weddings.
Yeah.
You realize how unimportant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't mean that. Like your job as a photographer doesn't hold value.
Yeah.
I don't mean that you don't pick the right person.
Completely.
But you also realize it's not
that
having
important.
It documented right, is right, important.
Right. Completely.
And but
it's almost like if it turned out horribly, like your photos turned out horribly, it's important to you. But if they turn out great, it's like awesome. We look at those once a year. We'll never look at them again.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is crazy. So I think that I have come to recognize that. And Alyssa Simpson's doing my photos. She's fantastic. Yeah, she's like, great. I trust her so much. Caitlin's my second shooter.
Nice. Oh, it's going like, to be incredible.
Yeah. I'm like, it's going to be the best day of my life. Like, it really is. I'm going to be blown away. And I think having zero expectations is what is helpful.
Yeah.
But my biggest thing was just having a smooth day where photos are important, but not the focus, which is crazy. And I'm like, it might not turn out that way. We'll see. We'll find out. But
well, I think that photos will be a focus in the way that like your passion for creating.
Yes.
I don't think it's does that.
No, yeah. I don't think it's
if that makes sense.
Like going to be.
It's not like a big scripted. Fat photo shoot all day long.
No.
Yeah. Like almost. It's I'm a not wedding. A documentary photographer, but that's almost more of what I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be documented so honestly and like so raw. Real. Yeah. Like on the day, because at the end of the day, like that's.
What happened.
Yeah, like that's what happened. And I'm so happy for that. But my colors were a priority. Like picking my colors, which Katie won't let me share what those are online.
Love it.
Because
her wedding planner.
Yeah, my wedding planner. She's like, don't share. Like everyone will do a styled shoot the week before. And I'm like, no one's going to do that. But I told one person and someone did that. So I was like, all right, like you're so right, girl. So okay. I'm like, I'm just waiting to reveal colors, but they're
that's
so cute.
Such a
it's
funny
colorful.
Thing.
I know. It's yeah, so yeah. random and so yeah. dumb because it's like, girl, let us know your colors. But she was like, don't post anything. And I'm like, I feel like I'm gatekeeping my own wedding. Like, it's crazy.
Well, you can't gatekeep it before it happens.
I know. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's okay.
Like, they're always secrets before, yeah, kind of. Yeah. But food
no,
was a priority.
If after you're like, I won't tell you
oh my
what
gosh,
color this is.
Yeah. Yes. I'm like, I've got all the like Sherwin-Williams numbers. Yeah, I'm like, I'll send them all. I promise. But it's really just going to be so fun. Just know everyone is colorful, so cute, really going to
so
be the best
Reagan,
day.
Yeah,
it's so Reagan. I always thought I wanted a white wedding. And after photographing the most beautiful white weddings in the world, I realized I didn't because I didn't want to compare my white wedding to someone else's beautiful white wedding. So I'm like, let's go colorful. Let's hate it in 10 years. So that's where we're at.
I don't think you will.
I don't think I will.
Because so you.
I mean, my wedding was only 5 years ago. But
and it's still so timeless.
Nobody was doing color
nobody.
Then. And I did orange.
Yes.
Yeah. My flowers were orange. And I so still, beautiful. I mean, they weren't all like, I make
yeah, they were
really
like,
dramatic.
Yeah,
orange. They were like organic and like orange. Peachy and,
yeah.
you know. But I remember in that moment saying exactly what you just said. I'm like, if I hate it, then whatever. Like, this was so much fun. And I still look back and I'm like,
absolutely.
I thought that it was a really good representation of me and Matt and like who we are.
Yes.
And I think you've done a beautiful job of
oh
that.
Oh my gosh, thanks. It's funny because at the very beginning, Ben was like, okay, do you want me to be really involved and like give you my honest opinion that I would love for you to like take? Or do you want me to be involved and just be a yes man. I said, yes, man. You're going to say yes and you're going to like it. So he's been so great because I show him the craziest, girliest, colorful thing. And he's like, great. Love it.
Love it.
He's like, thank you for doing so much for our wedding. Like, I love you so much. And I'm like, thank you. Like, la, 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 la. No, yeah. Literally, he's the best in the world. But it's funny because I showed him our dance floor, which I'll show you guys pictures of that. Okay. And he was like, I think that was the only thing he had an eye twitch about.
Oh, really?
Because he was like, that's crazy. But I'm like,
wait, I'm so excited.
So excited. I'm like, and it's not that crazy. Like, to girls, yeah, like, yeah, who are in the wedding industry, like, we see it a lot. Yeah, but I'm like, it's so cute. So cute. But yeah.
I'm so excited.
How have you gone about bridesmaids and picking who you're gonna have involved, and was that hard?
Okay, it was hard because I have, honestly, I can say this season of life is like the best season of life I've ever had, and all of my friends are so close to me, and I didn't want to have 55 bridesmaids, so I didn't. But then I also kept two people out that I really should have put in that I didn't end up putting in until 5 minutes ago. And those people are, drum roll, please, Joe and Caroline. But I was thinking, like, I wanted people to be a part of it without burdening them. And I, like, know that you guys have been to a million trillion weddings. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like, they're going to want to be guests. They're not want to be a part of it. And then I was like, wait, I'm an idiot. And so now, like, I have all of my friends. I have all my friends in one place now. And I'm feeling, like, very complete. Because I always was feeling like something was missing. And
so
I was
back
sad.
Backstory on this. This is kind of funny. Because
it's crazy.
Caroline and I could not. We care about you.
Yeah.
But we
we only care about Reagan's happiness. So if Reagan wants us to mop the floors at her wedding, we're going to mop the
floors. We'll mop the floors. Yeah, like,
we
don't care.
It's going to make Reagan happy. Yeah.
And so I helped host your sister asked me to help host your bridal shower.
Yes.
And so I did.
Yeah.
And we were there at the bridal shower. We did the whole day.
We literally talked to you guys the whole time.
No, like, literally all the stuff, took all these pictures. And I was like, what do you need? What do you, whatever, you know, just doing what we do for real. Yeah, like, it wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
And we get outside after the bridal shower.
We were like the last ones to leave.
And yeah, from my perception, and I just remember it wrong. Cause I called Reagan after. I'm like, you don't have to, like, I don't care. Reagan's mom's like, I just added you guys to the bridesmaids group text. Like, and your sister was like, and I was like,
yeah, I was like, you guys didn't totally talk about this before. Like, and they're like, and Reagan, her mom and her sister are like, we are not kidding.
No.
And I'm like,
factor. And we're all like, wait a minute. Why have we not thought about this before?
But I was like,
in the beginning process, though, I'm curious. But then, not just that weird, you know, moment.
No. But, okay, here's the craziest thing. And y'all are going to be so sad when you find this out. Like, this is so sad.
Oh, no.
It's not that sad. Okay. It's like, and like, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I had a, will you bring my bridesmaid Joe and will you bring my bridesmaid Caroline, like, thing made up. And I was like, they're not going to want to be my bridesmaids because I've been a bad friend for a whole year. No. And I haven't seen her baby and I haven't talked to her since she told me her proposal for Foy a year ago. And so I was like, okay, like, that's just me being mean. And so I was like, okay, I'll put it away. So I'm bringing you guys that. I never threw it away.
Reagan is such a people pleaser.
No, totally.
It kills me.
But then I was like, Ben had 9 people and I was like, okay, I have 10. Like, it'll be great. I didn't want to have more. Then I was like, frick that. Like, I do not care about having more. And so I was like, oh my gosh. So added, which I'm so happy.
Was it hard though? Like, when initially going through, have you worried about, like, who's gonna be, because, like, for me, I was so anxious going into my wedding.
Yeah.
And looking back, I don't feel this way, but I only had 2 bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Because I was so panicked because everybody was like, well, then you don't talk to people and you have these people in your wedding who you don't, whatever. And now I'm like, that doesn't
matter. It doesn't matter at all. I know. And
so maybe you're already there, but I wasn't.
Honestly, if you would have talked to me a year or two ago, I would have had 4 bridesmaids. But I feel like in the season of life, being with these people every single day, talking to them all the time, hanging out with them all the time, I was like, wait, I want you guys in this season of life, you're in my season of life right now, to be a part of this day. 5 girls I've known for a very, 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 very long time. But there's 5 girls and I'm like, wait, you and you, love you so much. You are there for me. I'm there for you. Like, be in this with me. Be in this special moment with me, because I'd be so sad if you weren't there.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, same with, like, I would have been so sad if you guys weren't involved.
We were going to be at the wedding no matter what.
I know,
Reagan.
But I'm
still, it's
I
like,
know,
we were
guys,
invited.
Like, y'all already RSVP'd.
It's been months now, and I'm still calling Reagan. Like, I'm like, are you Are you?
No, Joe will call me. She's like, do you think Reagan really? They're both people. They're the same people. Yeah, they're the same person. She's like, do you think Reagan really wants me to be a bridesmaid?
Yes.
Yes, she asked you. She asked both of us.
I'm like, I asked you too. So I'm like, just so that's clear.
I don't know.
No, because I'm the one that asked you.
She just wants you. I'm like, she wants
No, I want you guys. I want both of you. And that is like what is so like heartbreaking.
Not us on the podcast having this conversation now.
No, I know. It's so funny. But like, I was the one that asked you. Like my mom, my sister added you to the group message after. I was like, would you guys be my bridesmaids? It just was a whirl of girliness.
It was fun.
It was a girly whirl.
And guys, just backstory, I'm sure I've said this, but if you've never listened to the pod or Reagan before, Reagan's older sister Riley and I are the same age, and we were BFFs kindergarten to fourth grade, mm-hmm. and then also really good friends in college.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've known. Yes. You know, I have the like a weird connect like, in.
It's so funny because I keep forgetting we're on a podcast. And I'm like giving like, no backstory and like telling intimate detail.
No, I love it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I love that. Yes. Okay, yeah, I'm so thankful for you guys. Woo.
I'm
like, y'all are going to be far up in the lineup too. We already did the lineup.
You did?
Yes.
You're doing all the planning.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, planning
stuff.
I feel great. We're 17 days away.
Wow.
I'm getting married in 17. Like once every 4 hours I have a breakdown, but like
okay,
we're
good.
Fine.
Good.
Or like
it's an every other, like
okay,
every 4 hours it's a good panic, and then the next 4 hours I'm like, because there's so much to do, like yeah, little stupid yeah stuff like seating chart.
What's your like best advice now, because you've been a, mm-hmm. I mean, I know that we're not, we'll do an after wedding mm-hmm. episode maybe mm-hmm. too,
yeah,
to see
yeah
like how
yeah
it compares to what you right, you know. But having been a wedding photographer but now doing your own, what's your advice to new brides out there?
Okay, that's a great question, because honestly, the minute I got engaged, I forgot every piece of advice I knew from being a wedding photographer. Mm-hmm. Like everything.
I've never been to a wedding.
I've never been to a wedding in my life after that. But honestly, what I would say is do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I got bossed around my entire fiancéship, and I'm like, why did I let people boss me around, and why did I please those people? And I knew that was a thing going in, but it really is crazy, because someone would like put their little opinion in my ear and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like you're right. Like I shouldn't do that, or I should do something different. So I now I'm sticking to my guns 17 days before.
Good.
And I'm like, I'm doing what I want.
Doing
like,
that.
Yes. No,
yes,
absolutely.
It is, yeah.
And I'm like, if you guys don't want a part of that, like don't come. It's like my family. I'm just kidding. My family has been so wonderful. Like, everyone's been so supportive. My family's so excited, so yeah, I'm really pumped for them. They're all going to be there, but it's just...
They're just little things.
Little yeah things. And also, there's nothing you can do for a wedding before 4 months.
No.
Nothing. Like, nothing. I don't know why.
Not the details.
The details.
Yeah.
Like, you can pick your dress. You can pick your husband.
You can pick your photographer.
You can pick your photographer.
And venue. Like the big
yeah
pieces.
Yes. Okay, yeah, you're right.
But those aren't the time-consuming yes pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah.
No, those take 2 seconds.
The easy things, picking venue, photographer, food, planner, all that stuff.
But even food, easy, you have to like make the menu choices
yeah
closer to time, cake closer to time.
Literally, I'm picking out my menu next week, which, should I tell you what we're eating? Did I tell you guys?
Mm. No.
We are having Chick-fil-A.
Oh, heck.
Love
but
it.
Like beautiful, like stylized. Like
that's so
styled
good, yeah.
Like,
Chick-fil-A.
Like I ordered like fancy Chick-fil-A boxes with our names on them. Like awesome.
Cute.
It's gonna be so cute. But
cute.
I was like, I don't want to spend $30,000
yeah
on food that people are going to complain about and it's going to be cold. So I was like, why? Might as well have Chick-fil-A.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. And so I'm like, I mean, I hear it every single weekend. People
I know
hate the food. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're spending so much money
so
on this food.
Money.
And yeah. And I love the food every time.
My biggest pet peeve, if you're listening to this and you're a wedding guest ever, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut your mouth.
Shut up.
Like genuinely, like if you're not having a good time and like it is so miserable that you feel like you need to voice it, go home.
Leave.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you so upset?
It is not about you.
It's not about,
not about you.
I'm like, that was my number one thing that I learned doing weddings. I'm like, people.
Yeah. Shut. Who raised you, first off?
No.
Like,
and
please,
I hear it.
Mouth.
Being a photographer, y'all know, you just like hear
you
the
hear
chatter
everywhere
at a wedding. And so it's always about, oh, it's not the dress I would have picked for her. Or, oh, like my steak is cold. Or like, the drinks aren't good tonight. I'm like, whoa. Like y'all
like,
are here
who,
for free.
Yeah. Yes.
For free.
Yeah, why?
It's so crazy. But yeah, yeah. So honestly, excited for the food. It's going to be awesome. Mac and cheese, chicken nuggets.
Love
crisp,
it.
Crispy sandwiches, all the stuff.
I'm honestly, I love a dance floor and I love to eat.
Party's gonna be lit.
And I love to dance. And it's my anniversary, so I'm absolutely gonna go. Absolutely.
Like your bridesmaid on my anniversary. It's so crazy.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great. It's literally, I'm so happy. Yeah, the dance floor is gonna be great. We have the best DJ in the whole world. DJ
like, Jared. I literally can't think of a more fun way to me personally to celebrate our anniversary than being at somebody like we know well.
Yeah.
Wedding.
So
like,
sweet.
I that literally so can't sweet. Think of it because there's something about going to weddings that it just makes you like relive your own experience so much and like revisit that so much, and you're so excited about it for
them.
Like, and we know your like Matt and I both know your family so well, so it's you know what I mean? Like I'm so like I was so excited. I was like, oh perfect. Wait, we don't have to make plans for our, it's our 5-year anniversary and Reagan is throwing a awesome party.
I'm literally throwing a rager. Oh, but one thing is that's crazy, that's like not a popular thing that we're doing, is we're not having alcohol at all.
Nice.
Because we don't drink. We are having foie and we're having mocktails, which is a very unpopular choice, but I'm so excited about it because I know everyone there is gonna be able to have fun without being intoxicated, and I'm really excited for that.
Love.
Which is very different.
I'm like, we don't, Caroline and I don't really drink. I know. So it's like, cool.
I know. So I'm like, I know y'all are going to be like, slay, nothing different. Slay. But I'm like, I go to every wedding every weekend. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if that is what you want, I love that for you. And I have the best time photographing it. Like, but it's just, it's really unique to not have it, but also have really cute mocktails.
We were just talking about this, though, about how in a room, often, like, the people going the craziest on the dance floor, at least in all my years of weddings, are the sober people. Yes.
Absolutely.
Not all, but like often.
Often. Absolutely. Because
often
they are the craziest people and they don't need any form of enhancement to have
fun.
Themselves,
Yes.
Yeah. Like they are having so much fun and I'm going to have so much fun. Can't wait to show my dress. Picked it up yesterday.
I can't.
So exciting.
I'm like,
I
can't wait. Like, surprise, it's white. I'll let y'all know.
It's white.
I'll show you pictures. I think I have showed you.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so excited. Like, if you hate it, don't tell me.
you couldn't hate it.
Okay, wait, great. I'm so happy. I'm like, I spent too much money on it to hate it.
You could never.
Never. I love it.
No, it's beautiful.
Thanks.
Caroline, what's your thought on having friends who, like, you're in such different, I mean, I know that you are in a committed relationship.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But, like, I'm like, we've talked about this some. I'm like, guys, I would.
He's proposing
at
the wedding.
Don't do that to me. That's something.
Joe's like scared about it. Joe thinks that, I'm not. Okay. I mean, not scared.
But I'm like, what advice is she giving you? Let's hash it out. She's
No, I'm not scared about it for her. I have like this, like fear in the back. Not anymore. Like for a time. Okay. So backstory on everybody thinking Caroline and I like aren't
friends.
We've had
40 backstories.
No, literally. Is that when I was pregnant with R, I had this like Caroline and you were starting foy and I had just had him when she was starting all of that stuff. So she like already had it in production by the time she told me, which is.
Yeah. Because backstory, I mean, she had a baby.
Yeah. No, I know why.
Joe knows why, but to clarify. She had a baby. She, like, I'm not going to be, like, she FaceTimed me to surprise me, about her birth of her child. And I'm not going to be in that moment be like, by the way, I'm starting this company.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, so I was like, of course, birthing a child is so crazy and important.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, 3 weeks after he was born, I was like, by the way.
I started a company.
It shook me. I wasn't upset with you. No. But, like, I understood why, but it still shook me to this core where I was like, are Caroline and I growing apart? Like, I was postpartum. You know, like, your hormone. Yeah, like, you're not.
No,
I wasn't.
Absolutely.
And I had this whole panic. And so in that time, like, a couple months after that, I was like, Caroline, because where were we? We were somewhere that everybody was like, oh, is Chris going to propose?
I went to South Africa.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
and
right. That's
everyone
right.
Everyone and their mother was like, he's proposing. Which I get. I totally understand why.
Which
makes
sense. Tons of people asked me in person. So do you think that he's going to? And I was like, that thought hadn't even crossed. Like, because I knew that he was. Well, I didn't know, I guess. But that was the problem.
But you were assuming.
I didn't know. And I was like, that didn't even cross my mind. And then I started panicking. Not about you being in South Africa and him proposing. But just I was like, am I going to know? Is Caroline going to talk to me about that? What if it's like foy and they get engaged and then she doesn't tell me? I was postpartum and I just like unraveled anyway.
That's so funny. Honestly.
So I'm fine about it now.
Yeah.
But postpartum
and like, it's
me
funny because
was
like 2023 was like an awesome year for all of us, but it was like not the year that we were all together.
No.
Like,
it was an awesome year for me. Oh. The highlight of 2020 it's like a for baby. Me was just that I had
okay, well, bar. I just didn't want to assume. Yeah. So I'm like,
just as a note to everybody listening.
Okay, awesome, awesome. It was awesome. I just wanted to be like, yeah, like, me and Caroline had the best year of our lives. Like,
no, genuinely, you guys have been thriving. Yeah. And then Caroline comes over, I'm like, well, not to put a damper on it. Oh. Like, I'm like, I'm postpartum depressed. Oh. Like, I'm dying. I'm here for you. Yeah. Which I was fine. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh my gosh. I can't imagine.
No, but, no, it was a weird, but we were all like, we still were talking. Yes, we just weren't connecting schedule wise to see each other.
Never.
Person.
And I feel like not to toot my own horn, but I feel like I'm less flaky.
We have been talking about this.
Thank you. I'm such an.
But you know what I said at lunch? What? You're not going to love this.
Okay, wait.
You won't hate it. Like, it's
okay,
not.
You hate
I
me.
Said, absolutely never.
Okay.
But I said to Caroline at lunch, because it was like 1:45.
Yes.
And you said 2. Like, so we were thinking, like, you know, 2:30 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Caroline, she's like, do you think we need to get home? Like, you know? And I said, no.
Well, here's
I said,
the thing.
She may, like, I said, I know she's going to show up.
Of course.
I said, I'm like, it's not, because it used to be like, I don't know if she'll
show
up.
She's not
or
coming
not.
Today. Yeah.
Yeah. But now I was like, I know she's going to show up, but no way is she on time.
On no, totally. Okay. Well, here's the crazy thing is I really would have been. My makeup got pushed back an hour. I got my hair and makeup done today for my wedding. It's great. And we started an hour late because she needed to push it back. So when no one texted me, I was like, with no time, I was like, okay, like, it's flexible.
Yeah.
So
I figure that too.
So I'm like, that's on y'all. I hate you guys.
No. It was no big deal at all.
No, absolutely. But as soon as you called me, I said, I'm in the car and I'm headed your way. Goodbye. Yeah. And I was there 23 minutes later.
Yeah, no, it was great. You like, no, literally, if it was an hour, you were perfectly on time for what you said.
Amazing.
Okay, I'm bringing us back.
Sorry.
You were going to ask me a question.
I want to know what it's like having...
We talked about me and then we're off.
I want to know what it's like having friends that are in such different seasons.
Yes.
I think it's beautiful. I think that... I don't know, but I'm a person that... I think it's fun... I don't even know how to word it. I think it's fun to celebrate people, period. Mm. And... like, Reagan's wedding and her joys have nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of them. But the comparing or doing any of that has no, like, I don't think anything of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's great and beautiful and
makes
me excited for when it's my turn.
Yay. That's so sweet. Yeah. I have noticed, honestly, through this season, you know who your real friends are. They've come out. And there's some friends that I really... thought would be more present and they aren't, but because of things that are going on in their own lives,
right? For sure. Rarely
and like
is
comparison
it about you.
Right, it's not, and that I've learned to like not take it personally, because I'm like, hey, like, we're in this selfish stage of life, like, it's all us. 20s is,
I think it's also an opportunity though to get a inside look into the friends that regardless of what they have going on,
absolutely
are always going to, and you have some awesome ones of
awesome.
Those. Like, I know a lot of your friends, but there have been, like you said, there are five that you've
five,
known and five that are
that
newer.
Are new,
who I'm just getting to know.
Yes.
And, I mean, you are surrounded by truly exceptional women.
Amazing.
Who
people.
Love you.
Oh. Yeah.
And I really do feel so loved, because they have shown up. The ones who are there, and it's a lot, too. It's not just, like, three. It's, like... 10 out of my 11 brides. Well, now I have 13. So,
but that's
12,
not, that's
11
not where you used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't. So, honestly, what's crazy is I graduated in COVID. When that happened, all of our friend groups from college dispersed, broke up. We never talked to each other again.
I
went through
a
really
like,
hard
a
time.
Season.
I was honestly depressed for 2 years, and I just like hit it for a really long time until I realized, like, oh, I need to go to counseling, because like I'm not okay right now. And I think after I went through that healing period and like grieving what I thought would my life would be and turning it into, oh, like, this is what my life is now, I need to celebrate it and be so happy because this is what I have and I'm gonna keep growing it, I got a lot better. And I was able to hang out with people, not be flaky. Like, my friends now, hang out with them virtually 2 to 3 times a week. Do not flake on them. And like, that for me is huge, because I was always a person to be like, I'm going to cancel. Like, sorry, I can't come. Something popped up. Can't go. Bye, bye, bye. But now I feel like I'm really there for them, because that's what I want. Like, I want them to be there for me. And they are. And I'm just so blessed, grateful, thankful.
Yeah.
Thankful.
I feel like you've been through a lot with
a
friends
ton,
and things
yeah.
like that. It's like, it's a whole new season for you.
And friends are hard for me because I'm a girl's girl, but I'm also not a quality time girl. And so that's hard because girls are quality time girls. And I've gotten more.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. I've gotten more quality time. I feel like that's how, like, we remain friends is because, like, we don't need that. But we also love each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like,
you don't need to see me every week like to feel like we're friends.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, oh, Reagan hates me because we haven't seen
exactly.
each other.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, never months. In the past year have I been like, I hate me so much. Like, that. I don't think that about anybody. Which it could be unhealthy.
No, I don't think that's unhealthy. Because I don't think people are thinking not. This they're not thinking about you. Me. People are not thinking about
no,
you.
No, they don't care about me. Which I'm like, good. Care about yourself. Figures right. on that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a balance of like balance. Realizing that people should be a little, I don't know about selfish, but self-focused.
Yes.
Like, yes. I think that's kind of good.
Yeah. It's normal.
And like what you said about your wedding, like, and your advice to brides, and I agreed completely with going to all the weddings I've been to. It's like, do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to wear white, if you want to just fuck off and do whatever you want, do it. Like, do whatever you want. It's your day.
Completely. Yeah. And people telling you what to do, I'm like, don't. You're like, hush. Shut up.
Hush, hush.
People are telling me how to do my hair. And I was like, no, I'm going to do my hair down. And they're like, no, please do it up. I'm like, no, who are you? Like, what? Why are you trying to talk me into something I don't want to do?
Right.
When I just told you I don't want to do it. Crazy.
Well, and I think that that's like for Caroline and I, that's why our friendship has worked so well for so long. And, you know, we don't put a ton of
pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No pressure. But yeah, like pressure. Expectations of like, we're going to be good to each other, but like,
well, right. Like Caroline's who, like when my mom was hospitalized, I'll never forget this.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline probably won't either. Scared the ever loving shit out of her. Like, oh, in 2021, I was 36 weeks mm-hmm. pregnant with Gardner. And I got a call from my dad in the middle of the night that, my mom had been taken by ambulance to the hospital. And like, it was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like in the middle of the night and at like midnight, I called Caroline in the middle of the night, sobbing.
Like, she couldn't even
I couldn't
get
even
out.
Get words out of my mouth on the phone. And I, like, I'll never forget this. I didn't even think twice. I didn't even think, like, who do I call? I immediately, like, call Caroline. I'm like, the dogs. What do I do? And she's like, I'm coming over. Like,
yeah, I'm like,
she
on my way.
Like, I could have left them at home. Like, she came right in like there, got up from the middle of the night, like, and boogied to my house, picked up my dogs, like, had them. She's like, I've got them however long you need. And, like, I think having friends that you know, like, will do those things for you.
Yeah.
And, like, I think Caroline knows that she could call me at any day and time. And that is, it just is.
Absolutely. I feel like that is how I have been able to distinguish, like, who are my people and who are not my people.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that. Like just, like, little selfless acts of, like, you love me and you're there for me. Like, we may not be on the same page at all times every day of our lives, but like at the end of the day, like, you matter to me, and like, that is so special.
And I think the key, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but the thing that I really struggled with for a long time, and maybe Reagan you'll relate to this, or maybe you won't at all,
I'll let you know,
is learning to not feel like you need to convince people to value you that way. You'd never struggled with that. Like, Caroline never struggled with that a day in her life.
Caroline's self-worth has been through the roof since she was born.
100%. Like, I could learn a lot from her.
Yeah.
But I don't need to convince. People will either love me that way or they won't. I do not have the ability to convince somebody to value me.
Yes.
So
I
if they
agree.
Don't.
Move along.
See ya.
I found that out at 24. I was like, I don't have to convince you guys to like me. If you don't like me, bye-bye. I don't need you in my life.
Yeah.
But if we like each other mutually, great, stay. And that is so true. Because I love validation, but I don't need it anymore. And I feel like that was also a big turning point in a healing journey. Because as threes, which, side note, backstory, another one, backstory number 400, when
Joe being brutal
in college.
Not a brutal story.
No, it's just like, it's the best story because Enneagram, if you don't know what that is, personality test. In college, Caroline was a 7. She's still a 7. I thought I was a 7 because I wanted to be Caroline. I did not want to be Joe. I was like, but like, she was such a boss woman and like go getter and entrepreneur and like
and
surprise.
That's,
surprise.
That's what it was.
It was.
Caroline's always been secure and confident.
And she was so fun. And she was so carefree. And she's like, I'm going to go
travel
to South Africa tomorrow. Yeah, bye. And I was like, that's me too. Like, I'm a go getter. I'm going to do things on a whim. No, my gosh. I'm a planner. I am a I'm an individualist. I care what people think about me. Like, Joe, like, we are the same. Yeah, and Joe was like, she was like, honey, like, I don't know how to tell you, but like, you are not a seven. Like, you are a three. And I was like, no, I'm not that. I do not claim that, because at the time,
no, threes are terrible. Because whatever you are, you hate it.
Yes. Because I thought that they were just so like hardworking and like, on, like the best things, like hardworking, like go getter, business starter. Yeah. And like, surprise, like, that's me. Like, I don't know how I thought I wasn't that. Blindsided. But blindsided.
You were like, no.
No, yeah, I was like, no.
For a long time. Then for years. I didn't care. I was like, that's fine. Yeah, I'm probably wrong. Think
and then I jumped on Joe's train. I'm like, Reagan, I really think you're a three.
And then when Caroline told me, I was like, I'm a three. And I was like, no. And then I like started reading more about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am a three. And I was so proud to be a three. Because I was like, if Joe's a three, I want to be a three. And then that's where everything switched for me. Because I got happy. Because so I was like, funny. Wait, like, Joe's the best ever. Like, why would I not want to be Joe? And I am.
You're a much better version.
No.
I admire.
No.
It is so fun to watch you succeed, because you have made it through things I struggled with so much faster and so much earlier than I did. And I even now I'm watching you and I'm like, dang, like,
yeah,
she's really putting the pieces together, and you've really, I don't know. It's very admirable, and it's fun to watch.
That's so nice. That really is the nicest thing you could ever say to me. But I feel like I had a blueprint, because you really helped me a lot. Like, you,
I don't know.
That is true.
No, like, I had the blueprint.
I didn't have one either.
Joe Johnson's my blueprint. And it's funny because, like, we have the same, like, we really are the same in every way. Like, if you think about it, it's scary.
It's weird. It's kind of uncanny. Yeah.
It really is getting scary. But it's just funny because even yesterday, I remember, like, talking about, like, people are like, oh my gosh, is photography the reason y'all met? And I'm like, no, but I feel like it was the reason we bonded.
100%.
Because I didn't know what I was doing and you did. And it helped me so much. And then it also came into this crazy pipeline of people being like, oh my gosh, you're Joe's intern. And I was like, I have never. I was like, I think I second shot for you twice in like, my whole life. And I did a terrible job both times. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
No, you didn't.
But what's so crazy is I'm like, wow, like, I am you, because people just associated us together for a really long time. I don't know if they do anymore.
No, because I'm out of, people don't know that I'm so far removed from the wedding industry,
which
now.
Is the craziest thing, because like, you owned that industry, like, that was your bitch.
Like, for a very short time though, like, you've been much like more invested and in it longer than I ever
you
was.
Think?
Yeah,
I for sure.
Whoa,
because when you think about it, like,
that feels wrong.
I had my, when did I go full time? 17.
Yeah.
I only shot weddings full time 17 to 21.
Whoa.
Like, I shot weddings before that. Like, I started in 14.
17 to 21 years old?
Like, no. 2017.
Oh, I was like, you're wrong.
No. 2017 to 2021.
Yes.
I shot my first wedding in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was only in the industry for 7 years.
Whoa.
And only 4 of those were full time.
Wow.
Wait.
Oh my gosh. What am I going to do now? Now that I don't have a blueprint?
5 years full time.
Like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, I've got to start a workshop right now.
But that's the thing, Reagan. Like, that's what I mean. Like, why it's been so fun to watch you is, like, I feel like I got to help you where I can, and now you are just learning it all on your own. Yeah, like,
that is the nicest thing ever.
And you've been doing that forever.
But, like, same with you, because I remember when you were deep in the throes of passion of wedding photography. I'm like, we can cut that out. In wedding photography, and you would always tell me, like, Reagan, you're not going to do this forever. Like, I love this job and it's awesome, but like, I love the business side of it. I don't love like the photography side. And you're like, I love being creative, but like, it's not my everything. And seeing you grow from that to what you're doing now, I'm like, what you're doing now is you, and it was always supposed to be. I feel like we just hadn't gotten there yet.
Thanks.
So it's crazy.
That's
so,
so
that,
nice.
Like, the insurmountable growth from then to now is just so beautiful.
And that's a place that Reagan has proven me wrong. Is because you said, no, I think I want to be, I think this is what I want to be doing. And it really, that has seemed to hold very true. And that was me projecting. 95% of my advice to you is me projecting.
No, totally.
All of it. 100% of what I tell you is me projecting.
Are there days that I hate being a wedding photographer? Absolutely.
But that's any job.
But there's days that people hate being surgeons and teachers and anything else. So I'm like, I really do love it. I could see myself doing it forever. I might pivot at some point. But it really, I really do love it so much. But I also took everything you said so seriously. After like things started falling into place when you gave me advice, and I'm like, that is what's correct. That was correct. I started like really taking it to heart and being like, okay, like what is my next plan when I realize in a few years that I hate this job? Haven't hated it yet, but we do have a plan in place for when that happens. So right. I'm excited. Or if
it, and maybe it won't.
And maybe it won't. Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, like, absolutely. Maybe it won't. For me, when it really kicked in that I was like, is when I started missing mm-hmm. all of my friends, everything.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you know what has helped? Raising my prices so high, which I'm like, if you're listening, I'll give you a discount. Just tell me. But that I can work less. Yes. People value me more. And I don't have to shoot 40 weddings a week.
A year.
to make it. I only have to shoot 22. And I am in a wonderful position where I can provide for myself and make a living. And for, save. Yeah, and show others, up for my people. Yeah. I still miss things all the time. But now that's just happening. That will never stop. And honestly, it's a great excuse. I don't want to go to your baby shower. Bye-bye. I've got a wedding. But I get to show up when I'm not having a wedding, which is great.
Reagan's bridal shower recently, when she asked us to be her bridesmaids, she was like, oh, we're like, what are you doing after this? What, you know, everyone's chit-chatting. She's like, oh, I have a wedding. We're like, what? You have a wedding?
Yeah, that's so crazy. I am a hustler.
I get it, though. And that, I think that was a part of why I had to walk away, too, mm-hmm. is I couldn't manage my schedule with it.
Yeah.
I just way overcommitted.
Yes.
And I realized that was on me, mm-hmm. but I couldn't control it. I was like, I have to just get out.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, I get a raise if I just make myself insufferably busy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, absolutely. Because you do it to yourself.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, like, you're your own boss.
Clients were not the hard part about wedding photography.
It's a schedule completely. My people 100%. Are fantastic.
I loved my brides.
I love my brides. I would literally do anything for them. Yeah. I just sent a bride a wedding in 3 weeks because I love her so much. And yeah. I'm like, if I didn't send you your wedding in 3 weeks, disregard. Literally mind your business. But she was that. And I had free time. I didn't have a wedding to work on. I didn't have anything to work on because I got cut up. But crazy. Also, that's been so helpful, being in a healthy mindset. My job is so much better.
Yeah, right.
Because I can edit without collapsing into doom 100%. Every 5 minutes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you came on. We need to have you on all the time. I'm like, wait,
should I be permanent?
Yeah, honestly, yes.
Okay, fine. This
middle ground with Reagan, Caroline, and Joe? Uh-huh.
Wait, maybe. Yeah. I'm like, vote.
Yeah.
Vote in the comments.
Let us know.
Like, let us know in the comments. But if you say no, mind your business. Okay.
Remember, we're people pleasers.
Yeah. I'm like, please don't hurt my feelings.
So Caroline.
After the wedding, like, DM. When you've decompressed and, like, mm-hmm. are good. I'd love to have you back on to talk about post. And I'd love to talk about friends at some point, too.
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about friends. Let's talk about post-wedding. I cannot wait. I love y'all so much.
Where are you going on your honeymoon?
Going to, drum roll, please, Dominican Republic.
Love it.
You're going to have so much
fun.
I'm
excited. I wanted to go to Italy. We only had 6 nights because of weddings.
Yeah. I was so, the same way. We didn't go on a honeymoon for the same reason.
Yeah, so it's quick. So I'm, like, hoping for something European next year. But
yeah.
Excited. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait to be on a honeymoon.
Wee. I love you.
Love y'all. Thanks for having me.
Happy. Glad we're back. We also didn't say
I know.
That.
Sorry, guys.
I'm sorry.
I blame Caroline. I shouldn't.
No,
but
you can blame me.
It's also me.
Joe and I are not divorced. We're still strong, even though we never post each other ever.
Yeah.
Besties for the resties.
We're back, and thank you, Reagan. We love you guys.
Yeah, love y'all so much. Thanks for having me.
Bye.